Austin. These reps got me catching flights to Boston, popping tags on clothes like the cans of Steve Austin. They listen when the goat talking, super fly like priests when I walk in. Come and take a ride with me, you gon' float to the sky with me. Old school, play your vibes with me, young super fly. Come and take a ride with me, you gon' float to the sky with me. Old school, play your vibes with me, young super fly. Young super fly. Yup, 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 young super fly.
Yes, 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 that was Low Steve with Superfly. Hey, let's go ahead and switch it. We're going to switch up the genres here for a second, folks. We got Caleb Cannard with Back Then on 104.5. It's a little bit of country.
Grandpa loved driving slow down the property line, laying back in his recliner, his family on his mind. Eating steak and always telling me that the fat was the best part. Seeing him with Grandma was truly a thing of art. That was life back then. Back then I was bush light sipping, backwood, swerving like I'm living. Friday night drives by the baseball field, smoking six, blood on the windshield. Back then those men showed up, working in an old muddy truck, raising me to be a good man. Yeah, that was life back then. I had an uncle that lived just right outside of town. Man, this guy can make anyone laugh, quoting Chris Farley up and down. The days of playing ping pong late at night, those memories I'll never forget. Coaching baseball in the summer and enjoying every single bit. That was life back then. Back then I was bush light sipping, back road swerving like I'm living. Friday night drives by the baseball field, smoking six, blood on the windshield. Back then those men showed up, working in an old muddy truck, raising me to be a good man. Yeah, that was life back then. Yeah, life back then, honey. I'm guessing those fellas are looking down on us, telling God about our family, and he was happy to discuss. They were reminiscing about those good old days, catching that sunset and watching their cattle graze. That was life back then. Back then I was bush side sipping, backwood swerving like I'm living. Friday night drives by the baseball field, smoking six, blood on the windshield. And back then those men showed up, working in an old muddy truck, raising me to be a good man. Yeah, that was life back then. Yeah, life back then. That was life back then.
Gotta put a star on that one here at 104.5. That was a newcomer, Caleb Cannard, and I hope I'm pronouncing his name correctly, but man, life back then, that just makes me just think about good times back in the day, elementary school. You know, it just reminded me of just, you know, at recess, playing soccer, basketball, the sun is shining, you know, or summertime. Just a good old summertime. We're out barbecuing on a Saturday afternoon. Life back then. We can still do that, though, Caleb. All right. But I'm going to go ahead and put a star on that one there, brother. Hey, here's another one. Here's another one. Your country song on 104.5 WRFU.
Oh, let's get a little ratty. I might be a city boy, but that don't mean I don't enjoy a small town. Living life a little slow, Alan Jackson on the radio with the windows down. Oh, I love Mama, Jesus, and Jones. One look at me, you already know. Song, the one you put out all night long, to get you on the dance floor, begging for a little more. Come on, girl, show me what you got in store. Hop on in the seat of my truck, take a dirt road, get a little stuck, and if I get lucky, you wanna cuddle up. I can be a country song. In this big old town, nothing in this world gonna slow you down. You're a green-eyed beauty, damn, you're a cutie. What do I gotta do to get you with me? I can be your country song, the one you put out all night long, to get you on the dance floor begging for a little more. Come on, girl, show me what you got in store. Hop on in the seat of my truck, take your dirt road, get a little stuck. And if I get lucky, you wanna love. Oh, I can be your country song. We're out in the backwoods underneath the lights. This old boy is gonna do you right. Take it fast, take it slow, wherever you wanna go.
Country song right here at 104.5. Man, keep those country songs coming. He was raised in Texas, and I can see why he's coming out with these country hits. And you keep those coming at 104.5. I put a star on it, man. I had to put a star on it. It's very rare nowadays that we get country music. And I'm telling you guys, I was in here singing along. Don't even really know the song, but it was really catchy. Yo, country song. Y'all don't know, man. I've been to a lot of great country concerts, man. And I'll tell you what, I've always had a good time listening to just country music, man. Country music. To me, music is music. I don't care if it's country music, if it's rock, hardcore rock, if it's electric type stuff, dance music, hip hop. If it's good music, I'm playing it right here at 104.5. Okay, So we're not scared of no genre here at 104.5. That's the thing everybody asks me. Hey, DJ BJ. Hey, yo, DJ BJ. What do you play? You play the hip-hop, hippity hip-hop? You play the hip-hop? You play the hippity hip-hop, don't you? I look at them and say, hey, man, we play it all. All genres here at 104.5, and we also cater to the independent artist. And that's what our specialty is, okay? We're not going to put ourselves in a box when it comes to adding value, okay? You can't say you add value when you only have a small box to stay in, you know? That's not adding value in my eyes. I feel like when you add value, you've got to be diverse, all right? You've got to be open to everything. Everything! Everything. You know what I'm saying? So I want to thank those two guys sending us. You know, I'm going to tell y'all the truth. We haven't had a good country song since Noah Hunting. And that we had Noah Hunting on the show for an interview. Yeah, we interviewed him. It was nice. And we will have some interviews coming up. We got a lot of great interviews. And I'm trying to encourage these independent artists to do their due diligence to work their way up to getting an interview. And I'm sure some of these guys are working hard, and we're waiting to get those EPKs and those electronic press kits. And once we receive your electronic press kit, that's when you can actually put those, hey, I want to get an interview, you know. But you got to get your legs underneath you first, all right? A lot of people are like, what does that mean, DJ, BJ? I got to get my legs under me. Well, you got to have a purpose. You got to have a movement. All right, or you got to want to have a movement, and you got to have a reason. What's your reason? Okay, let's just hypothetically say you're releasing a new single. All right, you're releasing that new single come April 1st. All right, let's pick a later date because we got to be able to put some promotion behind it, right? But let's just hypothetically say April 29th or April 28th. There we go. You're releasing your new song. We at least need 4 weeks to advertise, all right? Not just advertise, to promote it. And you got to be able to put out these reels, all right? You got to have 30-second reels of talking about what's to come. Then also you need to be prepared to when you drop that EP or that single or that full-length album, you got to be able to keep giving the people what they want, all right? You can't just drop one thing and say, I'm done. All right, you got to keep people, you got to entertain the folks. That's what you're in, the entertainment business. All right, so give them a catalog of promotion so that way you can keep your movement, keep that buzz going. All right, anywho, what's up, y'all? I'm back. You know I'm back, feeling better than ever. I mean, I didn't go anywhere. I haven't went anywhere. I've been here all weekend. Y'all know me. I'm here at the Independent Media Center located 202 South Broadway. All right, downtown Urbana, serving the Central Illinois area. But hey, guys, I always love talking about being positive and staying positive, right? We gotta be positive. We gotta have that mindset. All right, only your thoughts and actions can determine your life. All right, be so grateful for so much. All right, when's the last time? Like, let's be serious, man. Let's be serious real quick. You ever been around somebody, all they do is complain. All they do is tell you what they don't have. All they do is talk about what they need. But they never tell you what they're thankful for, what they're grateful for. Just the small things, you know. One thing we take for granted, we went to lunch, all right. We could have went and had a peanut butter jelly sandwich right here at the office. But what do we have? We was able to go out and get the Mexican. We went down to, you know, El Toro and had a great lunch. Some people can't even afford to have that. You know what I'm saying? So let's start being grateful for the small things in life. Let's be grateful. Gratitude, folks. You got to have that attitude of gratitude. The power of gratitude is more than just action. The power of gratitude is more than the action of saying it, okay? You gotta embrace being grateful. It's an action of thinking and feeling it. You've got to think it, and you got to feel it. We're most, and that's the thing, we're most allowed gratitude to fill us up so much that we feel like we're going to overflow with gratitude. And then you want to share it, all right? You want to share your passion. You want to just tell a good word, okay? That's gratitude. Let everyone know how blessed you are, how grateful you are. Not in a braggadocious way, okay? Everything in your life is a reflection. Let's not forget that, guys. Did I not say only your thoughts and actions can determine your life? Everything in your life is a reflection of choices, of your choices that you have made. Okay? If you want a different results, you've got to make different choices. It's that plain and simple. Well, I'll be right back. I got more music.
Listening to Machine Woman, Why Gorilla Was Angry on 104.5.
Tension under the moonlight, soft whispers echo like a gentle hum. Strings playing symphonies till I'm undone. Heartstrings strung, an untamed theme. Plucking chords from my wildest dream. Every note burns like fire in my veins. The music the tune I can't ignore. A melody knocking on my chest door. It loops and loops in my fragile head. A timeless song, even when words are unsaid. Heartstrings strong and untamed deep. Plucking chords from my wildest dream. Every note burns like fire in my veins. The music haunts me, but I can't complain. Even in silence, they vibrate low. Carrying secrets only we both know. Invisible threads that refuse to break. A rhythm that heals even when it aches. Heartstrings strong and untamed deep. Plucking chords from a wildest dream. Every note burns like fire in my veins. The music haunts me, but I can't complain.
Payne right there. He's got a new one. He's got a new one. It's called Heartstrings. And we always love getting songs by Mark Payne. And man, keep sending me tracks. Just keep sending me those tracks. I love the song. Great song. I know you're doing your mad scientist stuff behind the scenes. And we look forward to getting more of your work, sir. So thank you so much. Man, we got more music. Hey, here's some rock. Grunge, garbage. What does he say? Garage? What? What is this? Let me. You guys know I'm live behind the scenes right now here on Instagram. All right. He says this is garage rock. Okay. All right. I want to hear it. I want to hear what you got. A little garage rock. This is one of those days where we're playing it all, man. It seems like we're always playing R&B and hip hop. I'm here at 104.5, but we do cater to all genres, and that's really, if you listen to our overall automation rotation system, you'll hear just about anything, and that's what we take a lot of pride in here, and it's random. It's random throughout the day. You're not going to get 1 hour of blues. You're not going to get 1 hour of rock, 1 hour of R&B. You're going to get all of what you want right here at 104.5, the station getting you through the day. All right. Now, I want you guys to keep going. Just keep going. You did not come this far to just get this far. You know what I'm saying? I say that all the time. All right, there's something about knowledge, man. I'm always hungry, I'm always searching, I'm always thirsty for more knowledge. All right, but here's the thing. Knowledge isn't about more than, knowledge is about more than just what we know, right? It's obtaining more. It's also about our ability to learn new things and how quickly we can do so, learn these new things. That's the ability.